Hello and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of Monday Blues, aka Monday is not the enemy. And my name is still Worola, your soul sister. I hope you've enjoyed the last couple of episodes I put out there. Do remember to send questions and comments and your thoughts about what I'm sharing. Today, I want to start off by reeling off some facts that you may not be aware of. I'm quoting from a book called Why We Work. It's a TED book, the famous TEDx talk book, written by Barry Schwartz. So, Barry Schwartz says that Gallup, a polling organization, did a survey where over 25 million employees were interviewed in more than 180 countries. And in the survey that they did over a period of 20 years, they found out that overall, 13% of workers feel engaged with their jobs. These people feel a sense of passion for their work, and they spend their days helping to move their organizations forward. Let me play that back. Overall, only 13% of employees felt satisfaction with their work, were happy with their work, and were working to move the organization forward. Now, if we do the math, we've got 87% of people in the workforce unhappy with their work. That is a whopping percentage of humans walking the earth feeling very, 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 very unhappy with the work they spend more than half their adult life doing. Now, what does this portend? First off, less than 1 in 5 people are happy with their work. That's the first thing. So if there are 5 of us in this room, only maybe 1 person will be happy with the job she's doing. And that's a lot. Why is it important that we should have some level of satisfaction or content with our work? That's a big question. But first, I'd like to point out something. This matter of working or not working and being satisfied. We get up to go to work because we have bills to pay. And some of us actually get to go to work because we feel we have something to contribute. And yet we still feel unfulfilled, you know, being at that place of work. Yet the jobs we do by themselves are neutral. You have a desk, you've got your job description, and whether you are the one sitting at that desk or not, the job still has to be done. I know you may or may not have had an experience where perhaps a colleague died, maybe from illness, or even I know of cases where somebody died at work. Probably because of an overlooked sickness or due to the sheer pressure of the work he is doing. We know of these stories. We know about how somebody dies and within 2 weeks, the person has been replaced at work. This is just the reality of life. Yet, for the vast majority of us, we go to work every day. We are unsatisfied with the work. And yet, we do not look for another way of another way of getting past that resistance we feel about being at our jobs day in and day out. Why is it that we are mostly so unhappy with our work? The work is constant. We are the only variables. We are the only one that we can control in the equation. My argument would be that we need to be concerned about how we feel about our day-to-day work because we are exchanging our lives for the work we do. The days we spend there is literally taken out of our lives to, you know, exchange for something else. So you spend Monday to Friday out of 7 days of the week. So you've taken 5 days of your life from 7 to do something that you're frustrated at or angry with or irritated with. I'll say that is not a fair trade-off. It is not fair on you. It is not fair on your family, and definitely you will not be giving your employer the best of you. So, what do we do? Where is the problem? What is the catch? Well, I'm thinking that the first thing is a lot of us tend to follow herd mentality. And because people complain about their work and never settle down to count their blessings and be grateful, we also complain about our work. Some of us are incredibly lucky. We have fantastic jobs by all standards. Yet, we still find a reason to gripe and whine and complain. While some people who are not half as fortunate as us still do the same thing. So there really isn't any fixed parameter for people being satisfied with their work. Lower income earners, middle income earners, some people with very, very lucrative jobs all complain about their work. If Gallup says 87% of us are dissatisfied with our work, I can bet that it cuts across the board, no doubt about it. So, I believe that we being the only variable in the equation, the job is fixed, the requirements are fixed, the employer would get somebody else if we're not available, we can make the best of the situation by choosing to feel good about our work. We can choose to be grateful, to have a better perspective. We can choose to have a better positive mental attitude to the work we have now. Now, that is not to say we cannot aspire for more or wish for more. Absolutely. But we shouldn't get it twisted. The way the laws of the universe works, if you cannot, you know, give of yourself totally now, if you cannot do your best where you are now, the chances are you will not get better opportunities. It's just like a child in primary school. If you cannot get the passing grade from primary 2 to go to primary 3, the child stays in primary 2 until he gets a passing grade. So, in order for us to get a passing grade in our current employment or job and move to a higher, better level where we may find satisfaction or should find some level of satisfaction, we have to put ourselves in a mental state of mind where we can do better than we're currently doing. And what's more, as I said, we are exchanging our life for the days we spend at work. And we owe it to ourselves to make it valuable, to make it meaningful. Once we can get to that point where our job is not just something I am checking off my list every single day and it causes me stress and I am not happy with it, we can free up mental space to begin to see opportunities where we are currently and even outside of where we are currently. We can begin to, you know, cite loopholes that we can fix here, how we can make things better here, how we can contribute there. You know, even doing, what's the work now? Community work as part of something to push ourselves beyond what we currently contribute can open our minds to things we would never have fathomed. One out of five people hating their jobs is a huge statistic. And I dare say, all of us that fall in that divide of being dissatisfied with our work will end up living dissatisfied lives. And what would that say of us at the end of our journey here? We really do not have the luxury of time to hate our work, to be frustrated and be irritated. But we owe it to ourselves to choose how we feel about the opportunity of work we have currently. Let us not be one of the statistics, just another number falling below average. Let us be one of the ones, the few, who are lucky and happy to have a job that they can say, I am proud to report to every Monday morning. I am your soul sister again on Monday Blues. Till we talk again next Monday. Cheers.